This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to have you with us on this Monday. A Taliban bombing killed over 100 people in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday and injured hundreds more. We're going to talk about what's driving the latest horrific surge in violence there and what might be the United States' role in all of this. That's in a few minutes. But first, here at home, over the weekend, billionaire hotel and casino mogul Steve Wynn was named in allegations of sexual misconduct going back decades. The Wall Street Journal published details Friday describing Wynn as a man who used his power to pressure women, including Wynn casino employees, into sexual acts. Then on Saturday, Wynn stepped down from his post as the finance chair of the Republican National Committee. The RNC and GOP politicians are now under pressure to return Wynn's donations. Here were some of the details of the Steve Wynn story from Las Vegas and Washington, D.C. is Rebecca Ballhaus. She's White House reporter for the Wall Street Journal.
So Wynn is a billionaire casino mogul. He's one of the most powerful men in Las Vegas. In 2005, he opened the Wynn Las Vegas, his flagship hotel and casino there. And he's also a longtime friend of President Donald Trump, who, of course, has also had some business experience in Vegas and owns a hotel there. The president in 2016 called Wynn a great friend. He appointed him as a vice chair on his inauguration committee last year. And Wynn is also a major Republican donor, although he's also supported Democrats in the past, including backing Obama in 2008.
We're going to talk about Steve Wynn's role at the Republican National Committee and what this might mean politically for Republicans. But first, Rebecca, what do we know about Steve Wynn's actions that led to him stepping down in the first place?
So as you mentioned, the Wall Street Journal on Friday published a report that interviewed more than 150 people who work for or had worked for Wynn. And what the journal found is something that amounts to a pattern of sexual misconduct by Steve Wynn that goes back decades. This included pressuring employees to perform sex acts, such as a manicurist who was called in to give Wynn a manicure and later told colleagues that he had forced her to take her clothes off and to have sex with him. The Wynn Resorts Board on Friday said its independent directors would form a special committee to investigate the allegations against him. But we've also seen a copy of a notice that was posted for employees at his hotel in Las Vegas that was telling them that they don't believe these allegations and that they stand by Steve Wynn.
Talk a little bit more about Steve Wynn's relationship with President Trump and, by extension, the Republican National Committee that the president controls.
So Steve Wynn really became much more engaged in Republican politics after President Trump entered the scene. He has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Republican Party committees in particular over the last year or couple of years. He's been a big backer in particular of the RNC, which supported President Trump's campaign after he became the official Republican nominee in 2016. And he's also been a big backer of Senate Republicans' campaign arm, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. After the president was elected in 2016, Wynn was tapped as the finance chairman of the RNC, where he's responsible for the party's fundraising. And he has, you know, helped the RNC raise, I believe, almost double as much as the DNC raised last year. So it's been a successful tenure so far.
Now, Rebecca, Republicans came down hard on Democrats when the allegations around movie mogul Harvey Weinstein came out. Weinstein was a big-time Democratic donor, and the politics of those allegations saw Republicans publicly telling Democrats, pressuring them, that they better return all of the donations that Harvey Weinstein gave to them. Have they responded in a similar in-kind way with Steve Wynn's donations?
Well, I think this has been one of the most interesting things to watch. There have certainly been calls for Republicans to return those donations, and some have. House Speaker Paul Ryan, I believe, had received something like $1,000 from Wynn and said yesterday that he would donate them to charity. But what's been really interesting is that the RNC, which was among the committees that hit Democrats the hardest over their Weinstein donations, they made a video calling on Democrats to put their money where their mouth is and return that money, has yet to respond to any questions about what they'll do with Wynn's donations, which have been sizable, not to mention the amount that he's helped them raise and the amount that they've paid to his businesses as part of him being finance chairman. They appear to have used his casino and hotel in Las Vegas several times to cater events or to host events there.
What are we hearing from other Republicans? You mentioned Speaker Ryan. What have individual lawmakers said?
individual lawmakers, especially on the Sunday shows, have joined together, I would say, in calling for others to return those donations. Lindsey Graham, in particular, was one of the senators who was calling on his colleagues to return that money. But President Donald Trump, who has said he's a great friend of Steve Wynn's, has yet to respond to in any way to these allegations, aside from this interesting episode that we saw on Friday night, hours after our story published, the Wall Street Journal story published, and just as he was returning from his two-day trip to Davos, his Twitter account liked a Wall Street Journal tweet about the report on these allegations, and a couple hours later, I believe he unliked it. For the president, this is, of course, an uncomfortable situation, given the women who have come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct against him, too, and the White House's official position has been that those women are not telling the truth.
Rebecca Ballhouse, Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.